Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
They had a newscast two nights ago in Austin about a horrible flu going around town that starts in your throat as a strep throat. That's what I've got. Yes, I'm insane. I shouldn't be here on air, but I'm taking off part of next week, and so I am not going to take off this week. So I drug my hind end out of bed. I did go to bed at 8 o'clock last night, though. I drug my hind end out of bed, and I am here, ladies and gentlemen, because the money bomb just happened a day and a half ago, as you know. $6.6 million is the final official tally. Because, see, when they first announced it after Sunday ended, they hadn't collated all the mail that came in that weekend. They hadn't collated all of the money that was given for the money bomb over the telephone. $6.6 million, and the news called it a pathetic failure. That's up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. The media, one big media outlet, called it a pathetic failure. That's right. $6.6 million, breaking all records, any record of any type for fundraising, carries with $6.1 million. Doesn't matter. It's pathetic failure. And they continue to not allow Ron Paul to be in most of the polls, and they say, well, he doesn't show up in polls. Well, because you don't put him in the poll, and that has the effect of people not hearing his name. So they're pulling out all the stops. We didn't talk enough about the money bomb yesterday because I got off into a bunch of other issues. We're going to have open phones for the full 3 hours today because, A, I've got a horrible sore throat and I really don't want to pontificate, though I do tend to do that, and I'm sure I'll do it. But we will be taking your calls today at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and getting you up and on the air. Speaking of looking sick, well, I saw Ron Paul on Fox News this morning, and he looked like he's got a cold or something. He can hardly talk and kind of out of it. Imagine being 72 years old and working about 16, 17 hours a day and meeting and greeting people and going from event to event and doing interview after interview is grueling because you get hyped up every time you're on the air. You get your adrenaline starts flowing. And then afterwards, you get even more exhausted, and there's another interview and another interview. So we've all got to be praying for Ron Paul. You know, I could get Ron Paul back on this December. He comes on once a month. But I think I'm not even going to have him on this December. I think I'll have him on in January just so I can give him a break. I mean, at least a 30-minute break there. But then I see Ron Paul doing big interviews, little interviews. And I'm just like, well, might as well have him on here. At least I'll ask a lot of hard-hitting, serious questions. But, yeah, $6.6 million. We've got a lot of other really important news and information we'll be covering today as well. And callers always take us in a lot of different interesting directions. You can talk about whatever you want, the economy, the Ron Paul Revolution, how the establishment is countering, how you think they're going to counter, how will he do in Iowa, how will he do in New Hampshire, Michigan. Then I've got other reports like this. Knife at lunch gets 10-year-old girl arrested at school. And she brought leftover steak from the night before, fifth grader, and pulled it out of her lunchbox and was cutting it up. And it was one of those little butter knives that's got the serrated edge, so they call it a steak knife. And they arrested her, felony charges. But I thought I'd read this story because it illustrates something larger, and I want to get into what's behind all this and where it's going in the future. Also, world food stocks dwindling rapidly, UN report says. Daddy Bush makes Skull and Bones pilgrimage. 100,000 young Britons pushing unemployment by immigrants. This is only the tip of the iceberg of a lot of important news and information that we are going to be covering in the next 2 hours, 55 minutes. Your call straight ahead at 1-800-259-9231.
It is a big idea, a new world order. in the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We've got several little news clips with Ron Paul that will be playing today. We're going to have wide open phones. I have to say that the Money Bomb Sunday that raised $6.6 million, now that's the official number that's in, breaking all records, shattering carries by over $500,000, has been a big success, obviously. And the way the news cycle works, people were saying, and I was saying, the media isn't giving this Money Bomb as much attention as it gave the last one. But scanning what was on television last night, scanning the different blogs that collate and collect all the different video clips, it looks like it was as big a response as of yesterday, and maybe even bigger today and tomorrow. So a huge coup, not just raising the $6.6 million that he can use for direct mailers, TV, radio, in the key battleground states with the primaries coming up that kick off in Iowa January 3rd, then, of course, New Hampshire. Iowa's 17 days away. New Hampshire's 22 days away. Then there's Michigan and a string of other states in the days and weeks that follow that. And now is the time to pull out all the stops. But as Rand Paul said on this radio show last week, Dr. Paul's son, Dr. Rand Paul, that election fraud, both with the machines and just good old-fashioned vote, double voting, chicanery, that we need poll watchers and we need to get the Ron Paul Revolution Army to quickly, those that aren't educated on how to do it, educated to be able to go out and poll watch and expose all of this as it unfolds. There's no doubt that there will be fraud. There's always fraud, going back for hundreds of years. The problem with these electronic machines is that they can hide their fraud much easier, and they can then say it's proprietary, owned by the private companies, so you can't look under the hood, into the black box, and find out exactly what they're doing. No transparency. They just say, trust us. And for the last 50 years plus, exit polls have always been plus or minus 3 to 4 points. Very, very accurate. And so when you saw elections that were stolen, local or federal or state, you would see very small margins of theft. And now, magically in the last 5-6 years, that they put in these machines in about 40% of the country now, it's grown. Some areas are now removing them. So that's a guesstimation. It's about 35% a year ago, but they say more have adopted it, so I'm just guessing it's 40%. But over 30% we now have them. Suddenly, with exit polls, we are seeing where the exit poll by 5, 10, 15 points is showing that the anti-establishment candidate is winning. And then magically, the pro-establishment that's got the big money behind them candidate magically wins. One of the first big ones was when Senator Chuck Hagel first got into office. There was big news articles about, does he own the electronic voting machine company that 82% of the state of Nebraska would be casting ballots on? And then he lied in the papers and went on television and said, I don't own this company. I've owned a little stock in it. Then it came out that he was the majority owner and on its board of directors and had been its chairman. And he was about 15 points behind in the polls. And then the exit polls showed he lost by about 10 points, but it didn't matter. He won by 14 points. Now, that's a 29% difference. You see, when the pre-polls and the exit polls are showing he's going to lose by 15 points and he wins by 14, that's 29-point difference from the exit polls and the polls. That's fraud, ladies and gentlemen. There's no way to get around it. Caught red-handed, and nothing happens. That's just one of literally, literally thousands of examples. I mean, every time they have a off-year election or a big presidential election or regional elections, I mean, there are just hundreds of cases. Engineers from the companies have quit and gone public and said, I was hired to steal elections and design this for fraud and for wireless electronic access to flip votes. They testify before the Florida legislature, before the Iowa legislature, before other legislatures, and it's never on the news. It'll be in the local regional news. And they'll just kind of calmly report in the back of the paper, the engineer from this company or that company, there's been a string of them, literally risked their lives, came out, told us what was happening. You know, people always say, well, you can't keep a secret something this big, something this corrupt. You couldn't hide it. They haven't hidden it. It has come out. But they just move forward. You'd think Governor Rick Perry getting all this money from Centro of Spain and handing over 8,000 miles of existing Texas roads with a law firm of Bracewell and Giuliani handling it, filled with Bilderberg Group members, even in the law firm, making hundreds of millions themselves off of it, just transparent corruption on its face. You would think that would be a news item. But you can't even get the news to admit when Rick Perry has a press conference announcing Trans-Texas Corridors that it exists. I mean, we've entered a hyper dimension or something of bizarro lies where they will deny basic things that are fact, knowing that about half the population literally doesn't know anything. From birth, they were sent in front of televisions 5-10 hours a day. Some children watch over 10 hours a day. It's over 5 hours on average. Adults over 4 hours. And they just are spectators. They don't know how anything works. They don't know how anything operates. They don't understand systems. They don't understand anything. They literally are zombies. More and more I talk to people, either people are awakening, getting more intelligent, more informed, more excited about the world, or they're getting deeper into zombieism. They're like sleepwalking. Again, if you just joined us and I sound strange, I have a really bad cold right now and strep throat. I don't want to get graphic, but coughing blood up here. Please don't call in and tell me cures or, oh, Alex, keep it up, you're a great guy. I'm only telling you about it because I know you care about me, but I'm not whining. Just so you know why I sound a little strange today. Or why you may hear me pause when I hit the cough button, or why I may be a little bit dull today. And that's because I feel like a horse stomped on my throat and ears. So that's just some of the information here. I do want to go over the comments of Rand Paul. I do want to go over some of the media calling the $6.6 million money bomb a failure. And you'd think, man, that's obviously ridiculous. That's a lie. That's stupid. That'll discredit them. The groups and outlets saying this don't care. They know you're already awake. And they don't care if you know they're liars. They're trying to keep that 50% out there who is completely mind-numbed, who only read headlines and then think they're intellectual for doing that, neutralized. Oh, Ron Paul's thing failed. Did you hear? I mean, if they'll publicly stage straw polls and say, Ron Paul won this one, so we're going to shut it down and not issue the results in California, or Ron Paul people are only allowed to vote once, but Mitt Romney people can vote as many times as they want, and say that in front of St. Petersburg Times video cameras. The last time I mentioned that, somebody emailed me and said, it's a newspaper, they're not TV. Most papers now do TV. Most papers now shoot video. There were also citizens out there shooting video. So, again, they're trying to come up to the times, and they are doing video blogs, and you don't know what you're talking about. And sometimes I think these emails and calls I get are like jokes. And then I actually talk to the people or email them back, and they're still arguing with me, and I figure out they're just dumb. It's an amazing thing to realize that there are a lot of people who literally are functionally retarded. And again, they had the brain, they had the physiology to be intelligent. They weren't genetically retarded. They weren't mentally retarded via nature. It was nurture. They never were taught critical thinking. They were never taught the joy of learning. They were never taught how amazing history is and systems and how things work, and they were never taught complex thought processes. And so I'm just a commoner. I mean, I would be kind of a dull fellow to people back in 1776, and I really mean that. I'm not romanticizing them. I mean, literally. I would be somewhat dull compared to a Thomas Jefferson or a Benjamin Franklin. I've read their writings. And I have to, sometimes in certain passages really focus to even understand what they're saying or look up the words they're using. And the thoughts are so subtle and multivariate with so few words is the incredible part, too. It's easy to give a complex thought in a big bulk release, but they could do it just right off their tongue and poetry of language. So I'm this dull, dim-eyed creature compared to them, and that I'm like a different creature compared to the people today. You are, those of you that are aware and informed and know what's going on. You're like different creatures altogether. That's why the elite brag and say they're homo sapien, super. They have these different terms. They say they're a different species. But by design, they admitted they dumbed down the mass of population. And to me, that isn't the hallmark of leadership. That is the ultimate greediness, the ultimate selfishness, to dumb down whole societies just so they're more easily controlled, that is a crime against the soul of humanity and a crime against God. Your call straight ahead.
Mm-hmm. Ted Anderson from Midas, December 14, 2007. Gold, $789.90. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $813.86. 401.15 for half, $258 for quarter. That's $813.86. 401.15 and $258. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
All right, I've got a news report also talking about suicide and antidepressants we're going to be playing. Got another clip going back over a decade dealing with how they're going to turn existing roads into toll roads.
Someone to hear your prayers.
Which they deny they're doing in Texas as they put them on the existing roads. They go, there's no toll road as there's a toll road there. See, it's a new level of lying because they know people are in cognitive dissonance. And so they just engage in mass mind control. Let's talk to Kenneth in Kentucky. You're on the air. Go ahead.
If Ron Paul wins and then multiple nukes start going off and terror attacks all over the place, what are we going to do and what is Ron Paul really going to be able to do? Because I know it wouldn't be him responsible for it, but the people who have infiltrated the government but aren't actually the government, the people with all this power, if they go ahead and do this when he gets into power, you know, what are we going to do?
Well, that's why about a year and a half after 9/11, when they attacked Iraq, Bush actually said, forget about bin Laden, forget about 9/11 for a while. They actually publicly said, shift your anger onto Saddam. He did it. Saddam is the man. And Bush would even on purpose go, bin Laden, I mean Saddam. And then after they were done with Iraq, at least the invasion, they switched back to Al-Qaeda. And so they backed off saying Al-Qaeda is going to get us, A, because people started seeing through it. Even major polls showed that people were saying that they were using terror alerts for political gain. So the public understands that they're, even if they don't think the government did it, they know the government's using it to take our freedoms and to politically, you know, shut the opposition up. But that's why exposing government sponsors is so important. A lot of people, even in the Patriot movement, or the, quote, Ron Paul-type movement, go, okay, 9/11's an inside job, but let's not discuss it or talk about it because it sounds kooky and it scares people. And we better desperately be exposing 9/11 and government-sponsored terror, because if we don't, Hillary or whoever else is going to come into office and guaranteed have some type of inaugural terror attack so that they can, you know, firmly bring in their next wave of control. I mean, we have the sword of Damocles hanging over our head every day where the globalists could pull the stops out and do this. And we have to continue to expose government-sponsored terror. That is the key out of everything.
So what you're saying is that it's a catch-22 situation, kind of, because if Hillary wins, she'll probably stage something. And if Ron Paul wins, the secret controllers will most likely stage something as well and force him into the position where he'll have to point at somebody else, like a ghost enemy, because he doesn't want to look like the one that did it. You know, we voted for him, and he really is the people's candidate. You know, I mean, he has our interest at heart.
Well, here's the deal. Justice be done. Justice be done, and I appreciate your call. May the heavens fall. And so, no doubt, that's a very astute point you make. If Ron Paul was to get elected president and they weren't to assassinate him because they decided that was too dangerous to do, they would try to manufacture dirt on him. They would try to crash the economy and say that he had caused it. They would probably have American hostages taken and then say Ron Paul's foreign policy caused it. They would sick some foreign ne'er-do-well group under the control of the globalist on them. And, yes, they could certainly stage terror attacks and say that Ron Paul had caused it. He wouldn't let us fight him over there, so we got attacked over here. That's why they're going to continue to hold us hostage with staged events until everybody understands that government-sponsored terror has happened in the past, has happened recently, and can happen again. It is their ace in the hole. It is the pivot on which their entire system orbits. And, you know, the crowd that doesn't want to talk about 9/11 being an inside job, they don't want to talk about Tonkin being staged to get us into Vietnam. That's admitted. They don't talk about all the hundreds of admissions. And they don't understand the larger globalist strategy. If it does not become a household understanding that the government is criminal and run by criminals, doesn't mean the whole government's criminal, but the leadership and the directors of the agencies and the financial institutions that have put those people in power and lobbied themselves into control, they are going to continue to have their way with us. They're already saying SPP, we've got to have the SPP, North American Union, for security. But then you look at what the SPP does, it actually destroys border security. They know, though, the average person can't grasp that. It isn't about logic. And so when there's another terror attack, they're going to say, see, we've got to have the SPP. And that's a talking point. On Nightline, the Wednesday after 9/11, Wednesday week, 8 days later, I saw the head of United Nations Peacekeeping, General McKenzie, say, we need a continental security perimeter from southern Mexico to Alaska. That's what we're going to do. That's what we're putting in place. You see? And then now that's what the CFR proposes years later. This is a plan.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I have studied psychology in a lay fashion. And what we don't want our movement to be is soft and weak and knock-kneed and slow and timid. Need to be bold, well-spoken, forceful, and have the evidence. I mean, if you knew that criminal elements of the government killed 2,800 people, and you knew they'd done it hundreds of times in the past, and then it was declassified, you would do that. You would speak out. You would be bold. I mean, you almost become a member of the criminal operation. You're aiding and abetting. You are an accomplice to the crime after the fact. When you know that it's an inside job, or you know the evidence points towards it being an inside job, and you self-censor. And you also bring doom down on your own head. You know, they tell people in campaigns, be timid, don't be bold, don't be focused, don't attack. And then the establishment candidates, they do attack, and they are vicious, because that's what's effective. But they then give you a strategy that is ineffective in your daily life. And so I am going to boldly expose 9/11, and I'm going to boldly, if I've got hundreds of mainstream news stories and government documents about cancer viruses and vaccines, or the vaccines causing Crohn's disease and literally scores of other autoimmune problems in the intestines upper and lower, small and large. I'm going to talk about it. And if AIDS is an engineered bioweapon and we have all the documents, I don't care if it's shocking. I don't care if it's scary. I don't care if the cowardly public can't handle it. I'm going to talk about it until they can handle it. It's real simple. I mean, it sounds crazy that the average state has more than two-thirds of their foster children on seven psychotropic drugs. Not just an average of more than two-thirds on drugs, but more than seven drugs, or seven drugs is the average. Sounds crazy, but it's the truth. Just like when I told you about glow-in-the-dark monkeys 6 years ago, and you couldn't believe me, now it's all over the news. Glow-in-the-dark monkeys, glow-in-the-dark cats, everybody's emailing me, oh, talk about the glow-in-the-dark monkeys and cats. You know, people called me kooks. How many radio shows made fun of me about that just because I read the Newswire and went online to Hong Kong shops and looked at the glowing monkeys that I could buy and have shipped to me, by the way, that are just spawning super viruses and bacteria, literally just coming off of them. And the establishment knows that when all of that breaks out, they just label it as all these new diseases, and then they've got the treatment for it. And that doesn't mean the average doctor does. He or she is compartmentalized and carries out the AMA-approved treatment. I mean, you better figure out the diabolic nature, the dark philosophy, or the dark mathematics of the New World Order. They are wreckers. And I've told the story about this down in Cornwall in southern England, on the seacoast there, on the white cliffs of Dover nearby. They would, for hundreds of years, this goes back over 800 years, would put up fires at night, guide fires at night, knowing that Spanish and French and Viking ships, and then Dutch 500 years ago, 400 years ago, we're going back from 800 years ago, and they would come in and wreck on the rocks. And then they would set the fires where they knew that it would bring the goods in to the shore or near the shore. And they would go out and they would salvage that. And when you actually read some of the riddles and sayings that are admittedly from Skull and Bones, it's about how they're wreckers. And I didn't know exactly what that meant until I read history books the last 4 or 5 years. I kind of, the last 6 years, got into naval history. Not just the Napoleonic Wars, but 1776, the American-British War. And then I went back and read a lot of history before that. And they had wreckers in ancient Greece. They had wreckers in Egypt. They had wreckers everywhere. And see, that's just one little example of their philosophy. They come in and put cancer viruses in your vaccine, poisons in your water. They create hundreds of new diseases every decade. Then they have treatments for them that don't cure you, but only treat the symptoms. And if we don't have a new renaissance, a revelation of just how serious things are, then we're going to have watered-down movements that are easily co-opted. And with this huge background chatter of thousands of radio stations and hundreds of TV stations and more added every day, only someone who tells it like it is, and I mean, again, I don't have words to describe how serious all this is. I can't have all the knowledge about this. Just what I know is so unspeakably dark and wicked, and yes, hard to believe when it's in their own documents, that I couldn't put it as bad as it actually is to you. Billy in Chicago, you're on the air.
Alex, I just want to tell you firsthand that I took your advice about not waiting for orders from the top and started my own website, started producing my own videos, and the response has been overwhelming. I was starting to average 10,000 hits a month. Rosie O'Donnell picked up one of my videos, put it on her blog, Air America, and the response has just been nuts. And I've been going up talking to people directly, and people that have been staunch Bush supporters are finally even seeing the light. A friend of mine who basically was going to go down with the ship said to me a couple days ago, this guy needs to be impeached.
The big problem is, though, a lot of people are jumping over to the Democrats or they're jumping over to other candidates, every one of them is controlled opposition except for Ron Paul.
Well, and people are waking up to that. That, you know, they're just watching these people on TV, and they're just like they're liars. And if people would just realize if they can get through the fear and choose love over fear, watch something like The Battle at Kruger, you know, realize that the people have the power and we're the ones that are going to make the changes here. And
the establishment knows that. That's why they say Bin Laden attacked us because he hates our freedom, but then they do everything they can to take our freedoms and all the mechanisms they've built are for suppressing us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I sit in my office, and every week I look down on the street here. There's a police checkpoint at least once a week where there's seven squad cars, and they're checking people for, you know, allegedly for seatbelts, papers, please.
But if they're illegal aliens, they're let go. Citizens have the book thrown at them.
Absolutely.
And they reach in and check the ashtray for roaches. For those that don't know, that's the butt of a marijuana cigarette. While their bosses ship in the narcotics, and while their bosses push, again, Ritalin and Prozac type drugs whose molecules are more deadly than the illegal narcotics.
And the point I've been making to people is, like, when I'm talking to them, I'm like, okay, so you agree with me that Christine Todd Whitman lied, Giuliani lied about the air quality in New York. And
by the way, that's going to kill more people than 9/11. Go ahead.
Sure, and police, firemen, and citizens of New York are dying. You believe the story about Walter Reed and the asbestos and how they're treating our vets when they're coming back and the homeless vet situation.
And we've had over 15,000 troops die. The Pentagon admits that, but only 4,000 that have died in country. So they don't count those that die from having their arms and legs blown off a week later.
Exactly. So what's funny is I keep going, citing these things, and they agree, and they go, you know what, you're right. And I go, so why is it so hard for you to believe that they would fly planes into buildings and kill us that way if they're doing it all these other ways?
Well, that's the point I make, and that's what Endgame does, is we spend 20 minutes of the two-hour, 20-minute film, literally 30 seconds apiece. Okay, here's London Guardian, deadly bioweapon sprayed over entirety of England. Massive deaths occurred, and they did it hundreds of times just in that one experiment. Here, deadly plague bomb set off in Scotland. Here's another one. I use this example because it's the most horrific of all of them. Taking toddlers, putting them in a radiation tank, and frying them? Oh, but they wouldn't. And that's admitted. That's Time and Newsweek, folks. I mean, you know, frying babies, folks. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, that's all I'm saying. So I'm just making the challenge to everybody just to – the only way things are going to change is if you get out there and get active. And whether that's just talking to people or campaigning for Ron Paul or starting a website or making videos or just handing out information or directing them to your site, that's what's going to make the change. We are the ones we have been waiting for.
I agree. Why don't you plug your website?
Thanks, Alex. It's puppetgov, puppetgov.com. And we've got links to you, and we cite you in a lot of the videos. And
hey, brother, I don't even care if you do. All I care is that you're fighting the New World Order. God bless you and take care. You know, I start thinking about it. The New World Order is best described as vampires. Now, before the New York Times misquotes me and says I believe in vampires, I mean, they don't have fangs that come out at night, and they don't turn into bats and flap around, and they, well, it's Skull and Bones, they do sleep in coffins, but they literally fit the M.O. of vampires. I mean, they have no remorse. In fact, they enjoy killing us. They see us as cattle. They see us as a disease. They're selling the world through environmentalism, false environmentalism, that humans are bad, and then setting the precedent to tax all of our daily activities, micromanage our lives. They mean business. Meanwhile, they are literally doing everything they can to destroy the earth. I mean, again, I don't know how many top scientists we've talked to, how many mainstream articles I've even read, but they don't get any attention. Where they're saying super viruses are already out there, things are already being leaked. There are hundreds of thousands of known viruses that have come out of genetically engineered crops and animals and organisms that just haven't jumped into humans yet that are killing trees and killing fish and killing birds and killing deer. And some of the stuff has jumped into humans and then they whitewash it. I mean, we're living in a science fiction nightmare. And all I know is I love my family, and I care about you, too. You know, you see the stories all the time about some toddler walks out in the street and some man jumps in front of a bus to save him, or people, you know, firemen go into a burning house to save children, and the firemen die, but the kids get out. You know, it's that same instinct. I mean, I just have an instinct. I see other people's children as mine. I have an instinctive tribal thing. I see my fellow man as my tribe. And then I realize that the establishment's taken that out of most people. They've gone to most people, and they have trained them to hate their fellow man, to be cheats. And I heard a talk show host this weekend, George Butler, on Genesis, talking about how, and he was absolutely right, that college today is about who dresses the best and who can pay the money to have somebody write their papers for them. And then they just, I mean, and it's just screw jobs everywhere. And everything's starting to unravel, and everything is about the surface. And people rationalize what they're doing. So it's not just the New World Order, it's the general public. It's either getting smarter, better, more enlightened, more virtuous, or you're getting more evil. I mean, who would have ever thought they'd be on television promoting torture, promoting secret arrest, promoting NSA spying on everyone? The New York Times comes right out and tells you what I've been telling you for 12 years, since 1996 yesterday, and says, yeah, the government's paying billions to telecoms to put in more snooping systems in their telephone companies. I mean, whole floors at every facility. I knew that from the legislation. Now they're just putting in another layer. And then it's big breaking news when somebody in San Francisco, one of their IT top guys, talks about how a whole floor was built by the NSA and how everything runs through it and how they spy on everything. Everybody's so shocked. I mean, it was in the bill. It has nothing to do with terrorists, except for when the military or the FBI would try to stop the patsies who were going around taking part in drills, and they didn't know. They thought it was actual terrorists on 9/11. They could be ordered to stand down. FBI agents are on record in a bunch of news articles. What one headline in the London Guardian, let me paraphrase, it was about 5 years ago, it was a top FBI deputy anti-terrorism director was saying, and John O'Neill, before they killed him, said this too. They said, it's like Al-Qaeda has moles at the highest levels of the FBI and CIA. No, you got that wrong. It isn't moles. That's who runs it. So the FBI agents on the ground are going, it's like they got moles at the top. And they tell us not to go after these people. Absolutely. Bingo. Bingo. Let's go to Frank in Georgia. Thanks for holding the Nathan, Richard, Dino, and others. Go ahead, Frank.
Hey, man. I just want to say about Ron Paul, like, you guys have done a good job about getting everybody to donate and everything. And now you have all these people that are not only emotionally vested in this campaign, but now you have people who have never been financially vested, who are financially vested. But, I mean, I really think, you know, these people, they're not going to, they don't relinquish their power. They just pass it around. And so it's not, you know, if there's an event, it's just when. And I think that really, like Romney and Giuliani and all those other guys need to worry about being, you know, caught up in some sort of event that eliminates Ron Paul along with them so that they can really wash their hands of it and say, no, we didn't do it. But, and then they can install, you know, Jeb Bush to run against Hillary, which is what they'd really love.
Yeah, there's no telling what they can pull. There's no telling.
Yeah, there's no telling, no, for sure. But I just, you know, if something is pulled, now that you have all these people who are also financially vested, you have to, I mean, you're also always talking about how you don't want anybody doing anything offensive, you know, we have to have a defensive attack, you know, like you say. But
well, by offensive, I mean physically offensive. We need to be on the offensive in the info war.
I'm just saying, you know, if something does happen, you don't want these people who are first time and, you know, financially invested in a campaign really thinking, taking it personally on their $50 and saying, well, I'm going to do something now. So, you know, just because everybody's all pumped up and fired up, you still have to be smart about it.
Yeah, because the establishment will use that as an excuse for a crackdown.
But what about that? You know, these, I guess, you know, yeah, they can do anything, so...
Not if we expose government-sponsored terror. Not if we explain frame-ups, problem-reaction solutions. They create the problem. The public has the reaction. The New World Order offers its solution. If that becomes a household term, if people have a revelation of understanding that, the New World Order is done.
Hey, I'm going to read two paragraphs from Noam Chomsky speech from 2002.
Well, stay there. I'll let you come back into it real fast. Then I got to Nathan, Richard, Dino, and others. I got a bunch of audio clips, more of your calls, a ton of news I haven't even gotten to yet that I want to cover. So I'll try to hurry through your phones a little bit faster on the other side. And you can still give somebody a PrisonPlanet.tv membership for Christmas. It's not too late to get 5 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. 1126, or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, Frank in Georgia, finish up quick.
So this is Noam Chomsky on a speech that he gave talking about how the war on terror should be reported if it was truly being reported objectively. And it's called The Journalist from Mars. And it's, you know, if somebody from Mars came down here, how would they really report on it? And so he says the first thing you have to do is define terrorism. It says, terrorism, as I'm quoting, is defined as the calculated use of violence or the threat of violence to attain goals that are political, religious, or ideological in nature. through intimidation, coercion, or installation of fear. And it says, well, you know, that sounds all good and everything, but there's two reasons why you can't. And the first one is the official definition is unusable. It's unusable for two important reasons. First of all, it's a very close paraphrase of official government policy. Very close, in fact. And it goes, the second one, it's kind of long.
Yeah, if you don't do what we say, we're going to hurt you.
Right. But that's Chomsky. That's them saying it themselves. I just figured out I want to get that out there.
Okay, thanks for the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Nathan in Pennsylvania. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, yep. I got a couple questions for you about your headlines today, but first I'd like to say that I actually was on Ritalin when I was younger, and I got to say that that is definitely messed up for kids. I was misdiagnosed, and what they do is they have a practice of if you don't like the Ritalin and you tell them that you don't like it and you don't like the way that it feels, they literally have a system set up so that they just up your dose. So if you don't like what they're giving you, they just give you more. And then they tell you, you know, you'll feel good with this.
No, it's the same thing with the Prozac drugs.
Yeah, well, so I started on 50 milligrams, and by the time I just stopped taking it, because it's bad. But I started on 50, and by the time I stopped, I started on 5, and by the time I stopped, I was up to, like, 50 milligrams. But another question I have for you is something really weird happened while my friends and I were watching the Money Bomb. It was midnight Eastern time. Well, actually, it was 11:55. And within the last 5 minutes, we were counting down to see if Ron Paul could hit 18 million. He was at 17,980,000. And then my computer had a little glitch, so we got back on the internet and we looked at the countdown again, and he had lost $30,000. It was at 17,960,000. So I just chalked that up to a technical problem with the counter. But I was wondering if you had any comments about that.
No, we know he got 6.6 million in one day.
Yeah, okay.
And you had a comment about headlines?
Yeah, the headlines. This Rand Paul, he fears the fear that some of the votes might be given away to the other parties. These are the other candidates for his father.
Yes.
I was wondering what you think Ron Paul might do about that if that happens. Because I noticed that most candidates.
Well, most candidates won't contest. That's why we need poll watchers now. And people who are election workers now to oversee all this to make sure there's not chicanery. Now, you can't tell when it's an electronic machine, but places like New Hampshire, quote, paper ballot, they still feed it into a computer. So there's a lot of things we can do. I appreciate your call. Here's an example. In 1996, Pat Buchanan was running in the Republican primaries. I was working downtown at the Austin Convention Center. It had a different name then. They've torn it down and built a bigger building. Palmer Event Center. I forget. It's one of those big buildings downtown. That part doesn't matter. The point is I'm down there, and half of the votes or more were for Pat Buchanan. I started asking other people, because we were stacking the Scantrons. You could see them right there on the front that was bubbled in for Pat Buchanan. They were going, yeah, it's Pat Buchanan, Pat Buchanan. And when the night closed, he had like 5% of the vote. Now, again, I was looking at the ballots. It was Pat Buchanan winning, but at the end of the night, he didn't even really show up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.